99.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And we are live, although your mics aren't on, so give me a second.
Oh, of course they're not. It's not like we checked them before.
Speak, my children.
I'm Hello. Speaking.
Oh, wow, it's not working. That's funny.
Oh, no.
Wonderful. Brother. Gotta Brother. Love gamers.
We're a little early either way, so.
How about now?
Hello.
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 Speak again.
Hi.
Hi.
No.
Brother!
All right, can't end the episode. We are live. Wait, I can hear you breathing into the mic.
Hi.
Oh, now you're audible.
Me?
No. Yes? Wait. How about now?
Hello? 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 All
right, they might be audible. We don't know that. So, I can hear you, definitely. Do you want to just scoot over to her mic?
Okay.
And just, yeah, it just makes things, I don't know.
Brother, take that.
White mic is not cooperating with us today. Where's the yellow mic?
It'd be like that sometimes.
I don't know.
Well, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, just make sure to get real close because it's a bit of a it's a bit of a mess. So
once again, because
I haven't properly introduced, I'm Maxim Chakra, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host Alex and another guest once again, Taylor. So here we are. Do you guys know what we're talking about today?
I'm back by popular demand.
So today we're going to be talking about fast things. Fast things.
You said you were going to do, you were thinking of doing something like that, and I said it's dumb.
Yeah, I know. But here we are, and we're doing in honor of the Area 51 raid.
Are you serious?
In honor of the Narcs, we're doing fast things. So.
I regret to come here.
What do you guys know about fast things? Have you ever gone fast before?
I declined to respond.
Are you pleading the fifth right now?
I am pleading the fifth.
The fish? Do you say fish?
Fish party?
This is an okay. So let's start with a very simple. Fastest animals.
We're talking about so boring, brother.
No. This is this interesting. Hear me out. So this is a long list. It's like 20, but you know the first 10 don't matter. Although we should mention honorable mention to the cheetah being number 12 on the list of fast things.
You said the first 10 don't matter.
I meant the first.
Did you mean that? Are you?
I meant 10 to. 11 to 20 don't matter,
oh,
except
okay.
for Cheeto, which is 12. Because Cheeto's not actually...
He said Cheeto.
Cheeto. Have you ever seen a Cheeto break Mach 3?
Yes.
Please explain the circumstance which this happened.
Huh? Plead the
So, cheetahs. The interesting thing... Well, let's just talk about cheetahs.
That was an honorable mention.
That is an honorable mention.
You mentioned it. Done. Go. What's number one fast?
Number one?
Yes.
You're going to start with number one?
Better say Taylor.
Number one is
Taylor.
Taylor. It in fact says Taylor breaking at a record 389 kilometers per hour. Taylor, can you please explain to us how you broke that amazing land speed record?
Dead. Currently, that's the result All right. of doing that.
Wow. So the actual number one is the peregrine falcon. Which is a bird.
This is boring.
It is brother. Boring, but we'll get to the more interesting
it's
part.
It's a bird, brother. Yeah. It's so fast. And what about it?
What about it? It dives so fast. 390
so cool.
kilometers per hour, dude.
Wow.
Do you know how fast that is? It literally doesn't even, like, grab things. It just runs into them. It goes so fast. It just knocks them around, and they just die instantly.
It's pretty funny.
I would rather see that.
You want to see that?
I want to see that. However, I don't want to be in its way.
Yeah.
I do.
You want to be in his fight, Taylor?
You want to die?
Please.
We're also going
to... Falcon punch me out of
so,
this plane.
You know, like, falconing, right? You have, like, the big stupid glove and the falcon lands on and then it pecks your eyes out. They do that with these guys, but because they're so inaccurate, you need to basically get a massive disc. And so when they land...
Is that actually the number one fastest animal?
That is actually the number one fastest animal. 398 miles per hour.
What?
Kilometers per hour. What?
She asked if she cursed. I don't
know.
Not me. Okay, oh, continue, brother. Continue.
Did? Yeah. Did I? I don't think so. I don't think so. If I did, that would be really funny. And they're all birds. So it's not very interesting.
All of them are birds.
Except for
brother, please.
Except for number 12, which is the cheetah.
That's so stupid. This whole thing is stupid.
It's birds. Let's talk about other.
And I quit.
Let's talk about other fast things. Let's talk about light real quick. What do you know about light?
God, it goes on when I flip a switch. I don't care.
Okay, but think about like how fast, like when the bulb turns on, how fast does it take that light to hit your eye?
I don't know.
It's pretty fast.
Okay.
Would you like to know the number?
No.
Brother, in Conway, you flip the switch, it
flickers on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not...
Oh my God, yeah, the lights in Conway are...
But I love it.
That
I
means...
Don't know why.
You
I love
it?
In the dark, yeah. It calms me down. I don't know why.
Flickering lights calm her down.
Listen, if it's in the haunted place, bye.
Well, maybe Conway's haunted, though.
Yeah, you don't know.
Maybe our dorm is haunted.
Every dorm is haunted, then.
We heard... That's fair. I mean, we did hear...
Because every dorm, the lights flicker.
We did smell that very distinct weed smell.
Listen, brother.
That's the ghost of...
Conway is hotboxed by a ghost.
Parents listening, this is true.
God,
it is. It's
no. We
true.
We actually had like the P-Safe, whatever our
public safety
yeah. thing come in because like somebody on the second floor decided to hotbox the room.
To clarify, the three of us are all
the
on the
first floor. Floor. We're on the first floor.
Children, we are model citizens.
Model citizens. And oh my God, it smelled so bad, top to bottom.
I've been sick all week, so I didn't really smell much the past because like I knew that I got bad.
I smelled it.
I just remember sitting in the basement and smelling it and being like, where is that coming from? And going upstairs and being like, wait, is it coming from all the way on the top
it's
floor?
It's coming from everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's the ghost. What's the ghost's name?
Yeah. Well,
what's his name?
Peter.
Peter?
Yeah.
How'd he die? Why does he make the weed smell?
Ooh. Okay, I was gonna say like, we know why vapes are banned now.
It blew up in his face. Bam.
Yep.
Bam. Anyway, fast things.
No, stop. Can we move on? This is so boring.
Like, haha, funny joke, Area 51 raid, like, the Karens, the Naruto runners,
the Kyles. Is there anything
they
else?
They failed. They failed, Maxim. Have you seen Twitter recently?
It was a tragedy.
It was the worst moment our generations ever.
Yeah, there was so much hype build up for it to get them aliens, but we ended up not getting them aliens.
I did like those clap them cheeks.
Oh my God, I love that. Funny. Yeah, like not only do we want to save the aliens, clap we want to have cheeks. Sex. Yeah. Clap alien cheeks. There was like the one thing where apparently one person got shot early, like not at the time of the event. Like one guy just tried to do it in a truck and he just got shot.
Wasn't he from Florida?
Yeah, it was. Of course, he was a Florida guy.
Man.
I like how the
Man Strikes Again. That would be a funny podcast.
Florida Man
podcast
Strikes Again
radio show.
You know what? We're shifting over. We're talking about Florida Man today.
Thank you, God. There's probably a wiki on Florida Man.
I'm sure there's a wiki on Florida Man. Let's look this up. Okay.
If you look up Florida Man, there's gonna be so many.
Okay.
Articles. I did not curse. I swear.
Florida Man Challenge Wiki. Florida Man Meme Wiki. Florida Man Wikipedia. Let's read out like what the stingy name for this on Wikipedia. Florida Man is an internet meme popularized in 2013 in which the phrase Florida Man is taken from multiple unrelated news articles described various actual people who hail from or live in Florida. Internet users typically submit links to news stories and articles about unusual or strange crimes or events occurring in Florida, particularly those where Florida Man is mentioned in the headline and has been wrecking havoc. The meme calls attention to Florida's supposed notoriety for strange and unusual events. Miami News New Times noted that freedom of information laws in Florida make it easier for journalists to obtain information about arrests from police than other states, and those responsible for the large number of news articles.
What a boring explanation.
And it's such a
really
boring,
funny, fun,
great
joke.
Of a great joke.
Can we get an example?
An example of Florida Man. You know what? You are a saint. So let's just look at, you know, examples.
Oh, that is, okay, so he
that
pulled up the images.
Florida Man. I'm just trying to find new
Florida Man wiki.
Florida Man image.
Oh no,
these are just
so
pictures. I just want to see the headlines.
So many bad mugshots.
Yeah, you can't. Okay, headlines. Drunk Florida Man tries to use Taco ID after his car catches fire at Taco Bell.
Tries to use Taco as ID.
Taco as ID after his car catches fire at Taco Bell.
We were just talking about Taco Bell today.
We were talking about Taco Bell, how it's a sad place for sad people.
It's sad because you got a Crunchwrap to fill a void in your heart.
Listen, what void are you filling with those Dorito whatever?
Those Dorito tacos were bombs. Something I can't say. Bomb.
Yeah. So they actually mentioned a little bit. Florida is crazy, but it's also the fact that they have a really free press there. So like, so reporters can basically get whatever they want from the police. So whatever crazy thing happens, there's no like confidentiality on it. So we get stuff like this. Oh, this is a Florida woman, because we're all about gender equality on this podcast on WikiFreaks. A Florida woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault without intent to kill after she reportedly farted loudly in a dollar store, then pulled a knife on a man who complained.
I'm so laughing at fart jokes, I guess. I haven't heard one in a
Watch.
While, but...
Florida man vapes semen.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How do you get to that point in your life?
I admire him.
Brothers. You admire him?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
He's Peter.
Peter?
Look at him. That looks like Peter.
That does not... No, stop.
That's Peter.
Anyway. No, I'm not... Okay, once again, that is a visual medium, and this
that's
is...
That's Peter.
An Ohio... Oh, that's Ohio, man. He's the lesser known. Oh, that's just sad. Okay, no.
These are all sad.
Florida man, one disguised in a bull costume, allegedly tried to burn down ex-boyfriend's home with spaghetti sauce.
What?
This is like one of the most confusing... Florida men, plural, one disguised in bull costumes, allegedly tried to burn down ex-boyfriend's home with spaghetti sauce.
It's from an article that says the 40 most insane things that happened in Florida in 2018. 40. 40 most insane. There's other insane things. This is just
what
the top 40.
I want to actually read this article. What do you
go
guys
go for
think?
It.
Go for it. All right, Florida man.
It's better than fast things. Absolute idiot.
Florida man.
Brother.
Listen, it was a good idea in my head.
You literally kept, you were like, oh my god, I have such a good idea. Like,
we got
I'm not
going
to tell you what it is. We were like, ooh, what could it be? You told us to turn around when you typed it in the wiki.
Listen,
I was so disappointed.
Listen, burning, spaghetti burning. All right, so here's the actual story.
Ooh, right,
done by
sauce.
None other than Fox News. And once again, I can't properly express this, but it looks like the guy on the right took all the chin from the guy on the left.
The guy on the left, his chin is stolen.
And the guy on the right has
excess chin.
Excess
That's
chin.
Insane.
Their names are Derek Ivern, 36, and John Silva, 28. Both are arrested after attempting to steal from a home and then erase the evidence with a fire started by burning a pot of ragu sauce. Okay.
Wait, did they steal from a stranger's house?
Burned just a house. I think
they
so.
They stole from a house.
They
I
stole
love
from
that
a house.
Ad for ragu.
Yeah, well, ragu, they did an ad smack in the middle of this. Ragu pasta, it tastes like pain. Derek Irving, 36.
I don't understand. Did they steal from the house
and
then they covered up the evidence that they stole?
What I'm reading is that they stole from a house and like, okay, we got to remove the evidence that we were here. So we're going to burn down the house. And they're thinking, what better kindling than ragu?
Was the intention to like stage it like there was a kitchen accident that started the fire? Or did they just want to make ragu sauce?
They just found
and accidentally burned
all
the house
they know
down.
Is that they found the burning pot of ragu sauce in a washcloth near the stove's burner, which appeared to be an attempt to start a fire.
Oh, so okay.
Well, he was trying to make it look like I left the stove on, but who gets up 2 a.m. and fixes spaghetti? The victim told.
Okay, yeah. So that gets up at 2 a.m.
Who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes spaghetti? I know for a fact I have. I know for a fact.
You've gotten up at 2 a.m. to fix yourself spaghetti?
Spaghetti will make myself pasta.
Okay.
Was
it spaghetti?
I don't call it spaghetti because I'm not a degenerate, Taylor.
Poor Florida men.
No. Poor Florida men? No. No.
Yes.
No. They're not worth.
I'm gonna start saying sketty now.
Brother, please don't.
Don't start saying sketty.
It's just gonna happen. I'm
sorry.
No.
Let's see some other Florida men.
I don't
Florida man breaks into Burger King and drinks gallons of deep frying oil.
Oh,
what? Wow.
I'm so sorry, but he looks like he would.
He looks like Peter Griffin. I don't like that. Wow. Florida. Kansas man. Oh, that's Kansas. Let's talk about Kansas man real quick. Mm. Kansas man who robs bank to escape wife gets home confinement sentence.
Oh, no. He got even more stuck with her. Poor Kansas man.
Poor Kansas man. That's, rip to a legend, I guess.
Oh, my God. He would actually prefer to go to jail than be with his wife.
Wow.
Oh my God, that is so horrible.
He must be in a bad
relationship.
Just walk out.
No, rob a bank and get arrested.
I love that.
So simple.
And get caught.
What is that?
It's not real.
Brother, what is it?
I refuse to believe that this article is real. Florida man arrested after whipping dead man with his own spinal cord. He claims he's trying to create the spine challenge.
Yeah, no, that's not.
That's just not real. That's fake news.
Fake.
Florida man dies in meth lab explosion after lighting farts on fire.
That's real. 110%.
That happens. We all know that happens.
We're debunking Florida man articles now. Bless you.
Listen, I want to know. Honestly, you're welcome, like, brother. Florida man tries to pawn stolen jewelry at store managed by woman whose home he just robbed.
Oh my gosh.
That's not even his fault. He's just unlucky.
That's terrible.
That's just like.
She's like, this looks familiar.
Huh, I think this is my ring. I think I saw you. You robbed my house.
How far apart do you think between the robbing and the pawning?
I'm gonna guess it was like the day of.
Because did she know then if she was working that day? Did she know that her house was stolen? Her house. Her belongings were
I'm
stolen.
Assuming, it says, Coleman walked into Maryland's boutique on the 200th block of West Main Street in Illimonka, in Imokale, I'm going to have to ask Florida residents how to pronounce that. He started showing the store manager the goods he was looking to sell, but the woman realized that they were suspiciously identical items from her own jewelry collection. Very nice.
That's just bad luck.
Yeah, that's
Florida man.
Poor man. He's
Florida couple trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days. Have you seen that?
For a couple. Trapped, in quotes, in an unlocked closet for 2 days. They look crazy.
This is...
Wait, why do they have mugshots?
This is... Backtrack.
Why do they both have mugshots?
You know what? I actually want to find this out. But first, I want to just read this article, which I know is fake, but I still love it. Florida man declares end of the war on drugs, claiming, I did them all.
Editing on his face.
Let's see.
Brother, why is this an article? Why is this news?
This is. I want to know. Florida couple. Florida.
How is them being trapped in a unlocked closet for 2 days?
I don't know. Trapped in closet. Idea. Trapped in unlocked closet. Let's find out if this is real. Yeah. No.
Ooh.
Why is there mugshots of them? What did they do?
Why is her eyes wide? Eyes wide open.
Cops found.
She's crazy.
He's like,
she's got crazy eyes.
Basically,
oh
I know.
She's told the police that someone had chased them into the closet at Daytona State College.
Look at her neck.
Oh my God.
What?
Okay, so this is why
it's
illegal.
They weren't supposed to be
in. A pair of hapless accused trespassers spent 2 days in a closet thinking they were trapped inside. John Arwood and Amber Campbell told police that someone had chased them into the closet at Daytona State's College Marine and Environmental Science Center on Sunday. Once they're inside the janitor's closet, they couldn't get out.
What?
So they trust.
So they stopped trying after like the first attempt.
So
I'm sorry, but someone chased them into the closet.
Yeah, and apparently they found drug paraphernalia, but no drugs, which means that they did them all.
Yeah, I did them all.
I did them all. Oh, cops found human feces and suspected drug.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, in
2013,
she was arrested after escaping a mental health treatment facility.
Well, there you go.
Crashing a car and escaping from the back of a police cruiser.
Mm.
That's just like, this is...
Florida's doing really well.
Florida has been doing well.
Yeah.
So, my girlfriend's from Florida.
Oh my God, is she actually?
Yeah.
Is she listening right now?
Julie Reese Brooks, if you're listening, which I think you aren't because you're in the woods right now. Yeah.
The woods?
Yeah, she's in the woods.
Why?
She's going on a small hike.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute. But, oh my God.
Florida woman.
Florida, I asked her, is Florida really just that crazy? She says, yeah, no. It's normal most of the time. Every now and again.
That's keyword most.
Every now and again.
Gator.
Yeah, she was, someone gets trapped in an unlocked closet after escaping a mental
institution. I like that my favorite thing is when alligators and crocodiles are involved in the story. And I like the one where a crocodile or an alligator was thrown through a window at a Wendy's.
When he did. Look that up because I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, hold on. I'd love to know.
Florida man alligator.
The thing you just said.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the crocodile.
Florida man alligator. Alligators.
I know what those are.
Hold on.
I don't know the difference.
Oh, that one's just terrible.
I was saying that I thought you didn't know that there was, like,
crocodiles,
alligators everywhere.
So, Florida man charged on assault with deadly weapon after tossing gator in Wendy's drive-thru.
Look it out.
I can't properly paint this because, again, auditory medium, but he looks very distraught in his mugshot.
He really does.
I like how it's considered a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
It is. Is it not a deadly weapon?
I mean, it kind of is, but it's a gator.
The weapon will be dead if he keeps throwing it like that.
Oh my God. A deadly Joshua Dewitt James, 23, has been accused of tossing the live animal through a drive-thru window at a Wendy's restaurant. His mother reportedly said he wanted to play a practical joke on his friend
who
worked at the place. Oh my God.
Florida man doesn't understand what comedy is.
I don't know.
He doesn't understand that killing your friend is not funny.
I don't know. That's a pretty good prank. Brother, what's your favorite?
Chucking an alligator at someone?
What's your favorite viral prank? Like, prank?
Oh God.
Like, or challenge? Because there's been, like, a lot where, like, the depths of stupidity has been, like, explored.
Yeah, we've kind
of
seen it all our generation.
We have. It's been crazy. I like the pranks of, like, haha, going up to random women and kissing them.
Ooh, no.
That's not a prank.
Social experiment.
Social experiment, yeah.
I love those.
I love that.
What? Social experiments.
Like, actual experiments?
No, we're talking about, like, terrible, like, YouTube.
Like, we're doing a social experiment.
No, I just heard social experiments, and I'm like, I love those. Not like.
Right, because you're into, like, philosophy. Not
Psychology. Yes. Yeah. I'm also into psychology, but, like, YouTubers basically do these things, so they do these social experiments, which is basically an excuse for them just to be terrible people in public and then get away with it.
It's awful. And it's
I like
bad,
when they just do things that are blatantly racist and they say, bro, don't worry, just a social experiment.
Blatantly anything.
Blatantly anything.
The happy ones, not the sad ones.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, we all like it when there's like social experiment. What happens if I, you know, give somebody $10 bill and tell them to get themselves lunch? Like, it's always like, what if I just ran over this person and see what would happen?
What if I kidnapped my friend?
What if I... Oh my God, remember that one?
Yes, yeah, I do.
It was probably fake, but even if it wasn't, it was equally terrible. Yeah. Whereas a guy said, let's do this crazy prank. We're going to kidnap this guy and his friends, and one of them is in on the other one, is it? I'm going to pretend to shoot the other one execution style on top of a building.
Yeah, I remember that video so vividly. Probably the peak of social experiments.
Remember Sam Pepper, that one guy?
Yes, I do.
He dropped off the face of the earth because
he
like have like some seriously like sex assault allegations? He's terrible. Yeah. Terrible. And now you've got the Paul brothers. But they've always been doing terrible stuff. We will never forget the Suicide Forest or any.
I don't think anyone can if they try.
I think YouTube forgot because they gave him back his TV show. Oops, sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry, YouTube. Sorry for calling out. You care about money more than you care about dead bodies. I think that's true for most corporations, though.
I mean,
okay, that's a blanket statement, but
it's pretty accurate.
I mean, you look at what's it called? Not Keebler. I'm thinking of Keebler Elves. What's the company that like basically just killed babies in Africa?
What?
Not Nesquik. Hold on. It's
Nestle?
Like Nestle. Nestle. Wait,
Nestle said no water for anybody.
Nestle did a bunch of terrible things. Nestle has said that water is not a human right.
Yeah.
Firstly,
oh my God.
What?
We need bodies. We need water.
The other thing, we
need to drink it.
The other thing,
we will die.
The other thing that Nestle did that was terrible is that they have a baby formula blend. They got like Gerber Life, like that's theirs.
Really?
Or Gerber. Yeah, that's,
I didn't know they owned that.
So what they did is they went into Africa and they basically said, okay, here's a breastfeeding formula. Don't breastfeed your children. And they basically did this propaganda thing. Don't breastfeed your children. It's bad for you. And send buyer things. And here's the thing. They didn't have access to clean water. So instead of feeding the kids like nutritious, normal breast milk, they're feeding their kids this like pasteurized substance that is filled with dirty water. Like about like over like 5,000 kids died. And Nestle just got away with it because they're Nestle.
Nice.
Yeah. Nestle is a major monopoly.
When we made banana bread the other day and we went to Giant to get chocolate chips, Nestle was the most expensive option, and the bag was smaller, and the chocolate chips we got instead tasted a lot better. So
nice.
Why buy them? Why? It doesn't.
Nestle is garbage, yeah. And you shouldn't buy their products. Yeah. But it's hard to not buy their products. I mean, because they're under so many names.
Babies wasn't reason enough. That might.
I feel like there's
push
plenty
you, you know, it being cheaper
of
to
good
not
reasons.
Get them.
Also, we need to read a PSA. So let's. Taylor, would you like to search around the room? Because I don't know where they put them. Yeah. Let's turn on those lights. I think maybe in that binder.
American Red Cross?
Yeah, that's the one here. Pass it over. Okay, is it a role play one? No. Oh, that's sad.
What? Role play?
Oh, God. Massive.
No, there are like ones where you can talk back and forth, and I haven't had them yet. All right, so here is number one.
I would love to role play American Red Cross with you, Massive.
Taylor, I'm going to commit crimes.
You can try.
Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you can imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org. Please donate to redcross.org. Did they actually ask me to read that twice?
Okay. PSA. Oh my God!
Turn the lights off.
That was so unnecessary.
I'll pick it up. I can't. I'm at the mic. I'll pick it up after the
front. Taylor, pick it up.
Anyway, so fast things.
I already got up once. What do you expect? Why do you expect so much?
Taylor is only capable of standing up once every day.
It's true. Once I'm standing, I can't stop standing. Because if I sit down, I can't get back
He'll
up.
He'll just die instantly.
It's true.
He's be carried like a prince everywhere. Like what they have, like,
I
with the
will...
thing.
Okay.
That was a swear. that was a swear.
No, it wasn't. No. I stopped myself because I have self-control like a good person.
Anyway, so fast things.
No, absolutely not.
Did you know?
We should have a topic where I talk about how much I love to do nothing.
That sounds like even worse than fast things.
Yes,
it's so good. It feels great.
I do nothing
at all.
I think it was like, I forget who, but some comedian said like canceling plans like heroin for me.
I think it was
John Mulaney. Actually.
I feel that.
I love
I've
that.
I've never seen John Mulaney, but
he's very worth watching. But
I feel that.
Ooh,
deeply.
Canceling plans is a very good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Very good feeling.
I mean, except when it's not.
When you want to go them and the guilt.
Yeah.
But like when plans are canceled, but like it's snowing out and you can't go.
It's raining right now, I think.
Is it rain? It was.
It might be just really windy.
It was drizzling before.
It might be raining.
Ooh, excited for the rain. So, U.S. parents mourn hot car. No, that's just sad.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I thought it was going to be another.
Maybe read it before you read it out.
9-year-old Florida boy fights off alligator.
What?
9-year-old Florida boy fights off alligator. Bro.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's lounging. Oh,
it's a video.
We can't watch the video, but.
BBC, what are you doing?
All you need to know is that there was the picture that was shown before.
He was in the hospital.
He was lounging, though, like a king.
Like giving a thumbs up.
Yeah,
he was good.
King.
He was solid.
Imagine fighting
He's
off
like,
an,
yeah,
alligator
an alligator
at age 9. Age 9. Oh, you know who I love?
Who do
Steve
you love?
Irwin.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, a legend. I love that he literally wrestled to conserve animals.
Have you seen his sons?
Oh my God, they're so sweet.
So, I know.
These children are so.
I know.
So, okay, you know what? I want to talk about Steve Irwin for a bit because now I'm on this.
Go.
So, one of the things that Steve Irwin wanted to fight, whoever the actor was that played Blade.
Why?
Why? Because here's the thing. He wanted to. He was really big into mixed martial arts, and partially due to the fact that he literally wrestled alligators.
Yes.
And so he had had his personal bodyguard was a retired MMA fighter. And what Steve Irwin basically hired him and said, okay, you and I were going to train together. And we're gonna fight, and it's going to be great. And Steve Irwin really didn't know what he was doing, because all he knew was wrestling alligators. But apparently, when you wrestle alligators, you're really strong.
Yeah, he was that, like, makes a little bit of sense.
And Steve Irwin was like 6'8". Like, he was big dude. Like, you don't realize how big he was.
He was not 6'8".
He was... Okay, let's actually look up Steve Irwin height.
You have Google open.
I do have Google open.
Computer, how and tall? You just picked up your phone.
I'm sorry, I'm a buffoon. How tall?
I've never been more disgusted in my life.
Steve McQueen, no.
By everything, brother.
It's true.
How tall was Steve Irwin?
Judgy.
Okay, he's 5'11". Never mind.
You did.
I lied. He was short.
Oh my god. Did that really say 5'11?
5'11. I was wrong. Mm. He
was like 6'8.
I was wrong. I was wrong. I have
you
a.
You can be short and wrestle.
I was thinking of like Saxon Hale. It's a different person. But Steve. And he wanted to. He wanted to wrestle. Like a MMA fight this guy who played Blade for like charity. But his, like, brand was like, you can't do that. you can't wrestle this dude. And so he didn't. And then he died shortly after. So it's sad. But, yeah, Steve Irwin, true god. He really, you know, he was really out there just conserving wildlife. Speaking of conserving wildlife, we have these terrible moths here that, like, just sit around.
Why? What's wrong with them?
They're invasive.
Those are not moths.
What are they?
I was like, why would you insult the moths? They're beetles.
Oh, those beetles. Yeah,
yeah, look them up. They're like spotted lantern.
Yeah, the red spotted
lantern beetles.
Yeah, lantern beetles. There you go. I like how part of the conservation effort is whenever you see one, kill them. Yeah. Just
stop
murder them.
I literally, when I was looking at their house, I literally saw like 5, and I told my sister to kill them all.
Yeah,
we
no.
have posters inside.
Yeah,
the
a bathroom.
The
and
bathroom
yeah.
that
I love
say,
to
kill them.
I love to read them. It's like, you can help in the conservation effort by checking your cars, murdering them on site, making sure you alert wildlife. Murder them on site.
Yeah,
dude, we're ruthless to those bugs.
They're invasive.
No, it's so good. It's so good. Our whole campus is like so dead set on killing
you
these
see them
little.
All the time.
I see corpses all.
Oh exactly. My god, I feel a little pride. When I see a dead, I saw, oh my god, there was one sitting on a bench, and we were all standing around, we're like, all right, who's gonna be the one to kill it? And I said, I would, and with the wrath of god, I just, like, hammered it, and just splatted
there's
it.
Like, not even breaking stride and just crushing it under your foot.
Yeah, just destroy them. Yeah. They're not even worth it. Anyway, so when I was talking about this, is in Australia, they have a similar thing with, like, a certain kind of cane toad, and what people literally do is whenever they see them in the road, they just run them over. No, they're invasive. Like, they're.
But that's.
No. And there's, like, a great video of a guy who's like, I hate them so much. I, like, try to run them over as much as possible. I drive in roads where I know they'll be out. And I try to get, like.
Oh, my God.
It's like, people.
I kind of like that.
It's like, like, people in Florida really hate them.
That's kind of
not
funny.
Florida. Australia.
Okay.
Australia.
Great.
But, yeah, that's really funny.
Of course, a toad would be an invasive species in Australia.
Yeah.
People are going out of their way to
kill them. That's a very, like, outback.
Yeah.
Very, very outback sensibilities. Mm. I like the term sensibilities.
I don't.
Like, southern
don't
sensibilities. Old English sensibilities.
And I'm out.
You're out, Taylor? Yeah.
You said it again.
Leave my leave my studio. Don't. Okay. So, what should we talk about next? Because I'm just gazing at this picture of an alligator. It looks so...
Do you want to go back to the original topic?
Of speed? Of course I want to talk. Do you know that alligators are actually pretty fast? You know that alligators can actually, like, pick up speed and they'll run you down? Wait. Actually, interesting about both alligators and crocodiles, they have so much chomping strength, but they can't open their jaws back up. It takes them, like, so much energy to do this. So, straight up, if you were to put your hands on it, they wouldn't be able to do anything. But, you know, smack your arm right off.
I don't know why you're talking to me. I'm out.
I'm just talking. Oh, is it because of the sensibilities thing?
You need me, huh?
I don't need you, Taylor.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway,
you
need Alex.
Funny input.
Alex is my co-host, not you.
Ha, ha, ha.
I will make the funny ha-has without you, Taylor.
Good luck.
Pathetic. Okay, so... Florida man.
Let me spin backwards. I don't want to face. Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Well, are you going to be so dizzy that you just vomit?
What?
vomit.
You underestimate the strength of my innards.
I do, honestly. I really do. Florida is... I think it's interesting that while it is still a crazy space, it's also just because they're, like, their laws and their, like, way that they're allowed to censorship thing, like, censor things. Because, like, here, if something is, like, a crime is committed, there's, like, a grace period. I don't know the exact semantics of the rule where it's allowed to be reported on or, like, the, what details are allowed to be disclosed. But in Florida, man, it's just, it's no holds bars. It's, you know, anarchy in the streets. It's
You mean in Pennsylvania?
What? I was talking about Florida. It's anarchy in the streets.
I know, but before that.
Yeah, here, like, okay. In Pennsylvania. Also in New York, it's similar, okay. I think. Because you never hear New York, man.
The three of us are from New York.
We all are from New York, but
that's
I'm.
That's great.
But you guys.
Two of us know the boroughs.
Yeah, interesting.
I listen. I'm from a better place. It's called Upstate New York.
The Hicks.
The Hicks.
The Hicks.
It's kind of true.
You called it You called yourself a Hick.
Like I never called myself.
Okay, you
a
didn't
Hick.
Say you were a Hick. You said where you're from is like.
It, I mean, Saratoga, the city, is like. Like gentrified and nice and super rich because it's by the track, but literally everywhere else in Saratoga County is like super hick.
Well, that's what you said.
Yeah.
So.
Although we got nice wilderness, so it's good. We got the Adirondacks right there. Have you guys ever been to the Adirondacks?
I have not.
Oh, it's beautiful. There's lots of cool things to do there. Like
I haven't been most places.
Climb mountains, walk, climb mountains, look at things.
Alex is just shaking her head.
You can see. Oh, they got like wildlife preserves though. It's nice up there.
Oh, I love that.
I will fight for the Adirondacks till my dying breath.
All right.
Save the Adirondacks.
I will not fight you on
that. Fast things.
Oh, absolutely.
Brother, just let him talk about it.
No.
Just talk
it's
about it.
It's the birds it's that go fast.
Can you try? Can you find more interesting?
I'm gonna look up fast things in the universe. How about that?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's gonna be like some kind of. Science thing.
It is. That's the point. That's what
I hate that.
You hate everything, Taylor.
I do. I like nothing.
So www.space.com.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare. It's my worst nightmare.
Continue with ad blocker. I don't care. I'm gonna block ads till I die. Thank God somebody just installed.
What is that?
Space.
That's fast.
Fastest stuff in the universe. So.
Bunch of fans.
If you're light, it's fairly easy to travel at your own speed. That is to say, 186,282 miles per second. Per second. You can't even imagine that speed.
I know, right?
What are you guys?
Can we talk about, characters? Fast characters?
Fast characters? Yeah, all right. What's your favorite fast character? Fastest character, go.
Literally, that's only
Flash
and Quicksilver.
What about Sonic?
Oh,
should we talk about Sonic?
Of course, the
Gotta go fast, dude. Can't believe that Sonic is such a joke.
Absolutely.
It's such a branding failure. Like,
The live action.
Oh my god, the live action Sonic,
it's not out, the design,
the trailer. Here's the thing though, they heard the studio heard the complaints and they delayed the movie and they're gonna change the model,
but I don't think they're gonna.
It's not gonna be very good.
No.
But yeah,
it's like
it was like they
what's the trailer with like the
what,
people with
cats?
Yes.
Cats.
What?
Oh, we want to talk about cats are pretty fast. Let's talk about cats.
Hey, bring
that
it
trailer
back.
For that musical is so bad. They could not have made it a more disturbing CG animation.
It's scary. It's horrifying. And I can't
you're ugly. You're disgusting. Give me 10,000.
No.
Oh my god. But the Sonic movie. I like how they got Gangster's Paradise.
Like, Detective Pikachu is popular.
Let's do that.
Let's
but
ride
like
that.
Although I have to say some of the characters in the Detective Pikachu movie were ugly. But
I did
not
watch the movie.
Pretty good. My girlfriend's a huge Pokemon nerd, so she dragged me there. And it's good if you like Pokemon, but for me it was like casual about it. It's like wow, the writing's not
People
that
were
good.
I was playing Pokemon Go at dinner today, and I was shocked.
I saw somebody.
It was dead now.
So I saw somebody doing it on the bus to rugby today.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy. People still like things, dude.
When that was a craze, that was like.
Oh my! That was wonderful, though. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was good for like a solid. It was summer.
Yeah, for that summer, it was nice. Like regardless of what it was.
Walking was actually good.
Walking was good. You know what else so good? Running. You know what running is? Fast.
God.
We're back on fast things,
no!
baby. I like the
Pokemon Go would not approve.
This is such a
they would say you are going too fast.
This is such a dense article and I don't want to have to read it. 10 fast things
don't
in the universe.
Don't read it then.
Who?
10 fast things in the universe. Number 10 is
oh,
not the cheetah.
Wouldn't you believe it?
Number 9, Usain Bolt. By the way, this is the top 10, so there's nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
Usain Bolt is faster than cheetah. I love this list. Number 8, spin me right round. What?
It looks like the sun.
What is this? Okay,
is
world. But with a serious Earth-centric bent, indeed, there are many things in our universe that
you
make
good?
Earth seem like
yeah,
a pokey planet. Considering that a year of our world. What is this saying?
I want to fall asleep.
What do you want to talk about then?
This is
not
terrible.
This.
Number 7, toilet.
What? What is happening?
This is the
in
world's
that?
Fastest toilet. It traveled at 42 miles per
brother,
hour.
Brother, that's a woman with a bathtub.
That is.
She's wearing goggles on some kind
world's
of sink motorcycle.
Fastest bath.
I have no idea, but it reminds me of Nanny McPhee.
Okay, fastest motorized toilet.
Huh?
Number 6, what? Silver Surfer is apparently the fastest thing. BS.
What?
I don't know. This is such a bad article.
Silver Surfer is fast.
Number 5.
You know what? Why don't we talk about
15.
Something that you like?
What is a mountain?
I don't like much.
Number 4. Like don't throw out the baby with the anatomic fluid.
Do you like comics?
What is the fastest birth?
Talk about that.
What? What am I reading? This is not an article. 10 fastest things.
Oh my god.
Is that Mario? My professor dressed up.
Let us acknowledge Andrew Gardgis, a young Massachusetts man who in 2011 managed to complete Super Mario Bros. Game in 4 minutes.
Max, shut the expletive up.
Brother, let
Do
Taylor
not
talk.
Hit me.
I didn't hit you.
I am your guest.
Oh, number 1's actually interesting.
You are a bad host.
I'm a guest here too.
You're a co-host.
You're,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm serious.
You're not a guest.
You're not a guest.
There's a hierarchy.
Okay, talk about your Mario teacher.
Your Mario teacher?
Yeah, okay. So
professor.
In my intro to engineering class,
okay.
we have to design a bridge and pitch it, I guess you would say, to
yeah.
our professor, but it's,
right.
it's not our professor, it's our client.
Your client.
So the whole time building up to today, which was our pitch day, he was explaining I'm not gonna be here, you're gonna need to talk to your client.
We're okay.
It's gonna be you acting like another person. little did we know, I was the second group, the group who went in before us, when they came back in the room, their faces, we were what is happening in that room? They looked, I don't know if they were happy, horrified, I don't know.
Okay.
We went into the room. I shook hands with a white gloved Mario who stuffed his stomach.
A paunch.
He played the Mario music in the background. He was talking about how the bridge can support the weight of Peach and he kept trying to get past his level in life, but he keeps dying. And I was like,
what?
Brother.
You know what? That's actually great life advice because you'll never have a client that crazy.
No, that's so true. I mean, you never know.
Florida man.
Could want a bridge. But he was, he was explain to me how this abutment connects to the thing. I was like, brother, I can try if you take off that hat.
Was it you and somebody else?
Yeah, it was a group project.
Oh my, who is in your group?
Gabe.
Oh, Gabe.
Oh my god.
How did Gabe handle?
He loved it. We passed our professor later in the day when we were in the hall or whatever, and Gabe was like, oh, Dr. Manti, it's so good to see you. Where were you today? And he was at the beach. I got tan. It was great. I was like, oh my god.
Dude, he's kidding with Mark.
Oh no.
please. No, we're not going to talk about that. Dr. Matt, I haven't met him, but what a Chad. Yeah. Absolute Chad.
He is.
Oh, my God. I'd like to meet him.
I like the whole virgin Chad. Like that whole, you're the virgin or you're and Chad.
The Thad is the greatest Chad of them all.
The Thad.
Yeah, look it up.
Singular Thad. I know of the Thad. I've heard the legends.
Oh.
The tales of Thaddeus.
Alex is, she does not like this.
Oh my God. I just like how the internet has a way of just starting these things. Mm-hmm. And we'll take it back to the Area 51.
It's such a language that like if I said anything that I would say, like, you know, Chads or whatever, to my mom.
She, yeah. No, wouldn't understand. She wouldn't get it. I think my favorite thing about that is the fact that meme is an actual scientific term.
Yeah.
It's a term.
It's going to be in textbooks.
Ah, oh, yes. God. It's so exciting. It's actually really, you'll actually probably learn about it in psychology, but a meme is basically, it's the theory of, you know, like we have genetic genes. It's a social gene. Basically, a meme is an idea that is passed along, which is where we get the coin term of internet memes, which is basically just ideas that are passed and, you know, mm-hmm. through what is the internet echo chamber.
Yeah, it's like a big inside joke if you can see that meme on the internet.
If you're, yeah,
part of the joke.
You're just part of the joke.
You keep spreading it.
And you keep spreading it. It's literally just an inside joke, and that's the great thing. It's like being a part of a big joke. It's kind of sad, but...
No, it's not.
It's fun.
It's community.
It's sad when people only have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they feel like they, yeah, I've actually read an article on that a while ago where there's people who like whose only social interaction is through memes, like that's a new group of people because like that's where they get their social interaction, like that's where they get like all their inside funny ha-has
that's
from.
Really,
it's really sad, you know. Memes are not a bad thing, but like when that's your entirety of your internet consumption, that's the entirety of your social stimulation. It's mm-hmm. you know, just depressing.
Yeah,
we're actually having a real problem with antisocial behavior. Because
isn't it asocial?
I think it's asocial. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, you know what?
I'm not it.
What? So. Let's just, we'll call it antisocial for now, and then if I'm wrong, we'll fix it. I'll correct myself next time.
Okay.
But, like, there's a serious issue with, like, antisocial behaviors where people just, they can't do the communication dance.
This is stuff you're into, right?
You're into psychology.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the thing, it's like, you know, obviously technology is to blame because it's much easier to communicate with people without actually having to communicate. And that's partially to blame, but a lot of it is just like our culture is kind of shifting away, and we're kind of really like more so than ever, we're becoming super like negative to people who need help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad. Although, you know, we got more people admitting they have depression, which is good, and anxiety, which is partially why we're seeing depression and anxiety rise, but also because the globe is dying.
That's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
it's really tricky to.
Yeah, let me, Maxim Chakro, a freshman college student in Lafayette, explain to you entirely how the intricacies of the world mental health crisis, or at least the American one. Holy moly!
Yep.
Imagine living in Ohio.
Why I'm just thinking about it. I want to do that to myself.
Exactly. I think that's just what it's like to be depressed—is just to live in Ohio.
Ooh.
What is in Ohio? Because we all know that Wyoming just doesn't exist, right?
Right. Yeah.
Wyoming is not real.
Scientifically, doesn't exist.
Yeah. Prove to me Wyoming exists. You can't because there's a worldwide conspiracy.
I believe flat earth theory before I believe Wyoming.
Yes. I will. You know what? I will sacrifice myself to God before I can see that Wyoming exists. Sure. I want to go to Wyoming.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to go to Wyoming because I want to go to nowhere. Because Wyoming does not exist. What?
Go to Wyoming.
Go to Wyoming. There's, I think the great ones, the great, wait, there's a few, it's actually a list of conspiracies. Places that, exist.
Places that don't exist.
That don't exist.
Brother.
That people.
Places that don't actually exist.
Finland doesn't exist. There's one of them. Does Finland exist? Many people don't think so. File, Finland does not exist.png.
What is happening?
I'm so confused.
Oh my God. Wait, this is such a hidden article. It's literally just...
It's a wiki about...
It's just a Wikipedia that says Finland does not exist.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's it. That's all it is. It just says Finland does not exist at PNG. It's a picture of the map without Finland there.
Someone like spent their time on Photoshop and was like, I'm making a wiki article about this.
There's a 50-50% that Finland doesn't exist. All right, so let me explain this, because I actually have read this before, even though it is on Facebook. There are approximately 5.4 million Finnish people, right? That means out of roughly 7.4 billion humans on the planet, that means Finns take up 0.0729% of the planet, which is not even a tenth of a percent. That means that more than 99.9% of the world isn't Finnish. How do we know this? The government census. Now, the best government census have a margin of error of about 1%. So Finns make up 0.0729% of the planet, plus or minus 1. In conclusion, there's a 50-50% chance that Finland does not exist.
That adds up.
It adds up. The math adds up.
Makes sense to me.
I'm convinced that Finland is not real. Because truly, like, how could Finland...
I'm in the club now.
What do you know about Finland?
Nothing.
Exactly, because it's not real. It's a government conspiracy. They got a flag that's, like, blue and white, and they speak in Durkenbergsnerken. You know, the old Norse?
Right, yeah, no.
Hargenirgenirgen.
That.
Snerkendurken.
I will absolutely not say what you're saying.
Repeat after me, Taylor.
No.
Please.
No.
I need this.
No.
All right, fine. Be that way.
I will.
I'm sure.
He's always like that.
Yeah. Taylor, what does exist then? What states exist? I'm not.
Hopefully not the one we're in.
I don't think Pennsylvania exists.
What?
I don't want to be real.
Why?
Sometimes you just
want to. Who wants to be real?
Sometimes you just want to drink the non-exist juice and fade into the void until you're ready.
You say that a lot, buddy. Are you all right?
I'm all right. Don't worry.
Speaking of the mental health crisis going
on. I'm okay.
All right, good.
We're all okay.
I swear. Anyway.
That was convincing.
It is very convincing. I'm a very convincing person. I convinced you that Finland doesn't exist, so I can convince you of anything.
That's I think anyone can.
Like, I can convince you of how fast I am. Fast things.
He is.
Brother. Brother. I'm going to leave the room.
How fast can you... out of the room. And Taylor is now leaving the studio.
Brother, just sit down.
Let me go.
Brother, sit down.
I promise we won't talk about fast things anymore.
She blocked the exit.
She did block the exit. Thank you, Alex, for being the best co-host I could ask for. Blocking the exit to prevent Taylor's escape. Oh my god, yeah, no. My mom just texted me, said, fast thing. This is the last thing we're talking about. My brother drinks in an unholy way.
Wait, I'm sorry. What just happened?
My brother drinks.
Your mom texted you what?
My brother said your brother's fast when he drinks and just reminded me of...
Your brother is fast when he drinks.
So I want to explain this to you. So you know how normal...
Satchel.
Yeah, satchel. Satchel chakra, man satchel. Purse.
Shout out.
When he drinks water, unlike a normal person where, you know, you slowly, like with the water, you slowly drink it. What he does, he fills his mouth up and then just basically what he describes as he just unhatches his throat and just lets all the water just whoosh. I've seen him do an entire bottle of water, and I kid you not, 3 seconds.
That's kind of horrifying. 3 seconds.
It is beautiful. It is terrifying.
What?
I've seen videos of people like...
No, people... Yeah, people just... Water bottle and crush it. That's what he does. That's what he does.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And I don't like it. And whenever we're eating dinner, Satchel just comes down and goes, shovels all the food and goes back up. It's beautiful, like, because it's terrifying. Like, right, you know when you see something that's like, that's amazing, please never show that to me again.
There you go.
It's wonderful. And also, why? Mm-hmm. Speed eating. Now, that's weird.
Food eating concepts are weird as hell.
The fact that, like, speed eating...
I swear.
Hell?
Yeah. Did we go over this last time?
I think it's okay as long as it's, like... I think it's fine.
Okay, good.
If somebody... The FCC is not going to charge us that much money over to hell. Food eating contest. Yeah. Hot dog eating contests make me feel sad.
Oh, my God.
Makes me feel sick.
I start getting sick.
But they're so fast.
This is when they dip the bun in the water and...
What?
To eat it faster. Yeah, have you ever seen...
No.
I've watched a lot because they're funny. But like,
I see someone trying to eat fast. I get nauseous.
Oh my god, eating fast is wrong.
I'm a real slow eater.
I'm a fast eater, but like speed eating is like crazy. And the fact that that's a sport from America is so. I love that for us. Sport. I love.
I don't.
It's an event. I give it that. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Just the fact that people can do that to their bodies. And the interesting thing is a lot of the time the people who do it aren't actually like
fat. They're like
in shape. Mm-hmm. Which is like, what? Yeah. Or they're at least, they're not obviously in like peak physical condition. But they're like, not, yeah. No. Probably because they're honestly binging it, which makes sense. But
I mean,
how do you do
if
that?
You're going to eat a million hot dogs.
How do you do that to your body?
Hey, look up what's the world record for how many
world
hot dogs.
World record for hot dogs eaten.
By the way, hot dogs are disgusting.
I like them.
I hate them.
I would eat them, but like not so often. So, I get nauseous.
74. Oh my gosh.
74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Joey Chestnut.
91 degree heat.
Oh my god. Oh, that's.
Ooh, heat is
74 hot dogs. No. 74 hot dogs.
It was broken last year.
Yeah. Yay. Wow. Wow.
74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
It takes me like 3 minutes to
How many hot dogs per minute is that? That's over...
More than seven hot dogs a minute.
Oh my god. That is the worst. I can't even eat like two hot dogs in a minute. You tell me two hot dogs in a minute, I just die.
It takes me like a while to eat one.
Yeah. You can eat one hot dog in a minute.
I like hot dogs, but not that much. I think a good hot dog is good. Like here's the thing. I only eat hot dogs when they're Jewish National, because I know that stuff is like at least like semi quality.
Okay.
But like all other hot dog brands are inferior. Nathan's, get out of here. Jewish National's where it's at. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling out you out, Nathan's. Ooh, massive. All right. Yeah. All right, Nathan's. Here it's me, Maxim Chukro. I'm challenging you
Nathan
to make.
Walks up.
Yeah, I'm gonna challenge you to make a better hot dog than Hubert National. Plot twist: you can't because you're terrible.
Ha ha ha! Funny plot twist.
What? Where's the plot twist?
You just said plot twist. Did he not say
no.
He said plot twist.
He said plot twist.
You said plot twist.
It was cringe.
We all know I'm cringe. This is no like new fact.
Yeah.
I'm a cringe baby. That's who I am.
Ooh, that was cringe in itself.
You are. That's why I'm cringe.
I'm so uncomfortable now.
You should be. Are you cringing?
A little bit, yeah.
Should I say cringe one more time before I wear the word out?
I don't like the word anymore. You ruined it.
Cringe.
All right.
Yeah, anyway.
This is probably like the fifth time I've wanted to exit.
Today?
Yeah.
Taylor,
like within the last
you're
hour.
A great guest.
Thank you so much. You need me.
I don't need you.
You oh absolutely my God. Do.
I do not.
No one wants to hear about Diogenes and dogs, and they want to hear about...
Cringe.
Cringe.
Anyway... That's so. That's
you would have been so, Alex. You would have been so polite sitting here, being like, "Yeah, talk about fast things."
Talk about fast.
Yeah, things. I would have.
There you go.
I need you here, Taylor.
Mm-hmm. What I say?
I need Taylor.
She needs you. I don't need you. I could do this all my own.
Brother.
Bet.
I'll just talk to
have
my.
Have fun.
It'd be really sad. And just sit here like.
I'm too nice. Mental health I'm check. Too nice.
Mental health
I'm
check.
Too nice.
I just talk about Nathan's hot dog eating con. Petition. Oh my god, this is a yearly thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
What other things do you think are like eating fast? Probably ice cream.
Pizza.
Pizza. Definitely pizza eating contest. I
don't know about ice cream. How can you eat ice cream fast?
I want to find out.
It's cold.
I can't do that.
Pie eating contest though. I've always wanted to do a pie eating contest.
I've been in one.
Have you?
It was like a joke.
Oh, I'm jealous. I want to be in a real one because I love pie.
I don't.
Apple pie,
I really
dude.
Hate pie.
How do you serious? Really?
Yeah, I don't like cooked fruit.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You and my brother are exactly the goddamn same. He's like.
Shout out Satchel.
Satchel. He's like, Satchel. Satchel's like, if this fruit be cooked, I don't want to eat it.
Yes.
He said, it's wrong. God. I don't want to eat it.
It's true.
It's no. It's good.
No, it's so bad.
Cooked fruit is fine.
Cooked fruit's bad.
You're incorrect, Taylor.
It's just bad.
Pie. Pie is wonderful.
Pie is bad.
Pie is great.
Cake is good.
Cake is not good.
Excuse me.
Good cake is good, but like
that's
you can.
Time number six.
You can only
Brother,
eat.
I'll just
So here's the thing. You can eat, like, an entire pie, and you feel, like, sick because it's a pie. But, like, cake, you eat, like, a slice of it, and the frosting just murders it's you. Like, it's too really sweet.
There's
sweet,
this much of frosting covering the top.
Unless it's, like, a good frosting, like a buttercream frosting, or, like, just a like a cream cheese frosting.
At Marquee today were so good.
I haven't... You know what I haven't had at Marquee?
What?
I haven't... Or at Farinon? I haven't had the ice cream.
There's ice cream at Farinon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's soft serve.
I've just had... It's soft serve?
Yeah.
Wait, upper or lower?
Upper.
Upper.
Upper has soft serve?
Yeah.
Why does everyone hate upper? is it bad?
I don't know. I haven't had it. I don't know. I just said that I...
try it.
How fast do you think that it dispenses? I'd wager pretty fast. You know what else is fast?
No, we're gonna,
how fast
we're
you're losing your patience.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. One more?
One more.
No!
You just it. Said one more.
I said 1 hour in total.
1 hour.
1 hour. We haven't
we have a whole hour left.
We gotta do one more hour.
It's been 1 hour.
One more
hour. We have 1 hour left, encore. But our time is not allotted. We end at 8, baby.
Encore, like when Kansas did way
worse. Oh, we need to read another PSA. Get me a PSA. Taylor, give me a PSA. Taylor, give me a PSA. Give me, yes.
Oh, radio PSA scripts.
Oh, dang. No, I thought it was, that's sad.
Oh, we can't roll.
No, we can't. Here's a 60-second PSA.
He's the one who called it that.
When experiencing depression.
I'm ragging on him for saying that.
Bruh. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goal and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who have been where I was. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local depression and bipolar support alliance support team. Visit grouphelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
Wow, that was topical.
Topical depression.
Mental health check. How y'all doing? How you doing?
Good, you?
Good, me too.
I'm doing good. Doing?
All right.
I'm doing great.
Nice.
I'm doing a radio show. I'm talking about fast things.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'm not doing good anymore, and I want this
mental
end.
Health officially destroyed.
In two words, fast things, and I have depression now.
What?
Thank you.
I
have depression.
Because it's too much.
Excuse me?
Hi, my name is Laura.
You think depression's a joke?
Like, my name is Laura, and I have depression.
Max,
how dare you?
How dare I? How dare I joke about depression on live radio? That's no joking matter.
I know.
You know what else isn't joking matter?
Anxiety.
Fast things.
God. Wait, I wanted to say something.
Say it.
When I was 4 years old,
People diagnosed
me with depression.
Oh, okay, you told me about that.
Yeah, when you were four?
Exactly. That's what confused me. I was 4 years old.
Like, when 4 years have depression, like, that's bad. Like, that's
if
like...
If you have trauma.
Or no, even if some, sometimes kids are...
I apparently, I would look at the sky and say, it's a beautiful day, and start crying.
Oh.
And that's it. That was that. They were like, she has depression. I'm like... I'm 4 years old!
It's very rare that you see a child that young actually have depression. But unfortunately, on that note, that is all the time we have today.
What a beautiful note to end on.
What a beautiful note to end on. So remember, stay safe, and if you meet a man at the crossroads, do not shake his hands. Once again, you were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Good night.
But brother, what if the man is me?